Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. Happy Monday to you. Over this weekend, we began a brand new series at LifePoint called Build. And the whole idea of the series is that we're launching a two-year vision, something that we believe that God has given us as we look at the future, not really just of the next 2 years of our church, but as we look at the next 200 years of our church. And the big idea is that generosity builds a legacy. We're talking about the biblical character of Nehemiah. And Nehemiah was a guy, pretty comfortable life in Persia. He was kind of the right-hand man to the king there. He was the cupbearer to the king. And in doing so, he really had it pretty easy. But this guy named Hananiah came to him and gave him a message that even though he was living in a foreign country, that the people of Israel, they were suffering. Jerusalem, the walls of the city were laid in ruins. And because of that, people were they'd fallen prey to constant bands of raiders coming through, hurting them. They couldn't build any kind of a life. But again, Nehemiah's got a pretty cushy life. He doesn't have to listen. But something happens to Nehemiah. He gets this burden, this conviction. And one of the things we talked about is that there's a difference between conviction and concern. A concern is something that you hear, and a concern is something that you kind of hold. A conviction is different. A conviction is something that holds you. And it's almost like Nehemiah got held by this need. So he began to pray. And it wasn't just a prayer. He prayed for months and months and months. And it really went against the grain of what we see of Nehemiah's personality. He was not a naturally contemplative person. He was way more of an activist. And in doing so, we see that it really doesn't matter so much. I mean, certainly some people are going to find it easier to pray and kind of reflect and whatnot. But all of us are called, when we see a need, to pray. He prayed this prayer of confession. He confessed the sins of the people, but it was also a prayer of success. He said, God, give me help. Grant me favor with the king. And so what we talked about out of that reality is this two-year vision that God's given us, these initiatives for our neighbors, the nations, and next generations. And we just kind of introduced these three ideas. We'll talk more about each one of them over the next 3 weeks. But our desire in coming to Central Ohio to plant a church 15 years ago, and I hope you enjoyed those pictures of me from 15 years ago when I didn't have as much gray hair as I do today, is that we didn't want to just plant a church, but we wanted to church a city. We wanted to see divorce rates fall and abortion rates plummet, and marriages experience joy like they never had before. And so what we have seen and sensed in our area, and really just looking at the statistics as well, is that while things are changing and they're getting better in terms of people, the number of people attending evangelical churches in our area, and we're grateful to be part of it, we still have a ton of work to do. And so it's going to mean that we partner together to reach our neighbors, not just our neighbors, the nations. There are 7.7 billion people alive on the planet today. 3 billion of those 7.7 have little or no access to the gospel. So that means there are tons of unreached people groups. When we kind of talk about what we have done in the past. In the past 15 years, we've sent out 720 short-term missionaries. We've got more long-term missionaries serving around the world than we ever have. We've given about $2.25 million to missions to do things around the world to help spread the gospel in the darkest places in communist countries, to help educate children, orphans and vulnerable children in Africa and in Malawi, to build housing in Africa, to help distressed families here in Delaware County, to help plant churches around the country, but even right now in Brooklyn and Denver and in Calgary. And so our hope is that we will continue throughout the next couple of years to reach the nations, to make a difference. We'll talk more about some specific opportunities that we have in week two of the series. But the last one was next generations. And we're talking about how we want to hand faith off to the kids who are coming up behind us, to people who maybe are just now learning faith in LifePoint Kids, but also for families who aren't even here yet. And for next generations, at least from a Lewis Center perspective, we're talking about breaking ground on our first ever facility. If you were here for our one big service a couple of weeks ago, we ceremonially broke ground. We'll be breaking ground this week or next, actually seeing work go on out there on the land that God has given to us. But for that to become a reality, what we talked about is how we all need to take a step. We need to take a step in generosity. my prayer is that you would begin to ask yourself the question, how generous could I be towards this vision over the next couple of years? You'll never know what your generosity can do for, I believe, 200 years. For the next 200 years, there'll be a place in Lewis Center where people can come and say, I can find God in that place. Statistically, what we know is that about 40% of the people who attend the Lewis Center campus do not give financially. And we're asking you to take a step. Some of us can take a small step. Some of us can take a bigger step. And we're asking you to become the kind of generous people that God wants you to become as we're moving through this series. So I'm going to take a minute. I'm going to pray for us. And then I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray about what God would have you do during this series. Father, thank you for how you care about us and love us. Thank you for the resources that you give to us. Resources, God, that we are so kindly allowed to use for our lives. Resources that we can also give back to you so that we can see you do incredible, amazing things. And so, Lord, I pray that over the course of the next 4 weeks that you will speak to our church about becoming more and more generous to our neighbors, to the nations, and to the next generations. God, I pray that you'll bring conviction into our lives, not just concern, but that Nehemiah-like conviction that we must change. You take a minute now and pray. Pray about whatever obstacles may be in front of you, obstacles between you and living in generosity. Well, once again, thanks for being with us today. I hope that you'll take the opportunity to join us for the rest of the week on the Drivecast, and we hope to see you at church this coming weekend. God bless.